on live, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that you'll find there for free. Main feature of the site actually allows you, the listener, to influence the stuff that we might discuss here on the airwaves by going and submitting your show prep suggestions to the site. Maybe you spot something online as you're surfing about, something that looks interesting, something you think our listeners will enjoy. You submit it to the site, and then other listeners get to vote on whether they like or dislike it. And then you get to vote, too, as well on different things. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of our website at freetalklive.com. Much to discuss here tonight. Of course, your calls are the primary element if you make them. And joining you this evening is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark is gone. He will be returning, I think, sometime next week, maybe a few more days after that. I'm not sure. He's out for some kind of wedding thing, and you know how those things go. So we're here, and we will talk to you about anything, as always. To start things out tonight, I don't know if we should talk about it, but it seems like it's pretty big news, so I don't feel like we should ignore it. The border situation, the government people have decided that it's time for more enforcement. They've come together. The Republicans and Democrats who heretofore who have acted very, very opposed on certain aspects of immigration reform have finally found common ground. It's been a bipartisan effort, and they've come together to pass what is a $600 million border security bill. Now, surely, and I'm guessing at this, but you probably heard on talk radio today a bunch of belly aching about how this wasn't enough, right? I mean, likely from the Republican types, they would much rather see $6 billion instead of $600 million.
Right.
But nonetheless, they've come together. They're going to put a stop to these immigrants.
But they're small government. They're small government.
Sure,
guys.
Sure.
Republicans want smaller, more efficient government.
Yeah, well, they want to reduce government by $100,000 and then just shift all of the existing government bureaucracy into enforcement bureaucrats.
Yeah.
So then it would be
wars
smaller government.
And wars,
yeah, border
and
control.
Borders, right. And more police and things like that.
So according to Reuters, Barack Obama signed into law today a $600 million bill to beef up security on the U.S. border with Mexico. Apparently they're not so concerned about the Canadian border. And his aides pressed lawmakers to set aside election year politics and work toward broader immigration reform. With illegal immigration seen as a key issue in the November congressional elections, meaning the politicians realized that if they pander on this particular issue, that it'll get them votes because Americans are constantly looking for a scapegoat, considering they wouldn't want to admit, Americans would not want to admit that it's actually their fault is why things are as bad as they are, that it's actually each individual person that lives in this political designation known as the United States, that it's their fault collectively as individuals choosing to go along to get along, choosing to pay taxes, choosing to obey every arbitrary diktat handed down by these criminal gangs known as governments. They wouldn't want to admit that it's their own fault that there are problems here. No, it's the immigrants. It's the immigrants. So let's just create some more government programs, hire some more government bureaucrats, give them some guns, and that'll solve everything.
But they didn't agree on a wall yet, apparently, right?
No, this does not. This
no
particular
wall.
Bill doesn't have the wall provisions, but it does have some, you know, Orwellian police state.
I wonder if it's going to be like a tourist attraction hundreds of years from now,
like
the Great Wall of China, only our immigration wall,
I hope that we don't have to look back and see that happen. But nonetheless, according to the story, they touted the border enforcement plan as laying the groundwork for a revived effort to overhaul the U.S. immigration system. Now, I don't know what that means, but it sure does sound like there's more coming, right? If this is the groundwork for an overhaul of the U.S. immigration system.
An overhaul sounds expensive and
typically,
significant.
Yeah, they like to come in, you know, every couple of decades and, you know, reorganize, the biggest reorganization of the U.S. federal government we've seen in a decade. And then they shuffle bureaucrats around and they increase the size of the bureaucracy. And that is indeed what they're doing here. Congress passed the measure this week and sent it to Obama, who sought the extra funding amid complaints from southwestern U.S. states and the government. That the government was failing to seal the border from illegal immigrants and drug traffickers. But lawmakers have been reluctant to push ahead on the hot-button issue of immigration reform, and no serious progress is likely until after the midterm elections. Obama's aides insisted the president remain committed to revamping what he calls a broken immigration system and challenged Democrats and Republicans to show leadership. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano said, "They'll need to address this in a bipartisan way. It cannot only be done by Democrats. The Republicans need to come to the table." Mindful of the political climate, administration officials set no timetable for breaking the deadlock. Obama has called for comprehensive reform that includes not only better border security, but a pathway to citizenship for millions of illegal immigrants. Republican critics support a tighter border would say citizenship proposals would amount to an amnesty for lawbreakers.
I don't like the idea of them recruiting more citizens, which is such a bizarre word since, as we've gone through the definition before, there really aren't any. Because don't have an obligation to protect.
Well, you know, citizens. I was just thinking about that this afternoon. I was reflecting on that. Up here in New Hampshire, there's this provision in their statutes and their rules that actually allows you to challenge the voter registration of anybody who's been registered to vote. I just think, well, what if we just challenged them all? Like, what if we challenged them all and say, I don't think anybody here is a citizen. I'll need to see proof that that citizens actually exist. And I don't know, it seems just kind of a silly idea.
I think they want to recruit more people who will be obligated to them, which mm-hmm. whom they will have no obligation to in return.
Sure,
seems like an asset to have. It seems like quite an asset to have.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
And the citizen, the idea of this recruiting citizens means that they're going to be indoctrinating them, because in order to become a so-called citizen or be naturalized through the federal government's process, there's a lot of indoctrination that goes on. They have to take this test that proves that they know a thing or two about the government system and how things are set up here in the United States. And so there's some brainwashing involved in that process.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, you know, it's the Republicans kind of taking the posture of we're the law and order types.
I'm surprised they don't, like gangs do, that don't make you kill someone in front of them. Like, prove your loyalty.
Don't give them any ideas, too. Because they might just do that. They might just come down to where it may come down to this, you know,
a loyalty
impasse.
Test of some sort.
Right. Well, it may come down to an impasse where the Republicans are saying, no, we're not going to let you just give this amnesty to these darned illegals. Da 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 da. We need law enforcement. They're broken the laws, and now we need to punish them. So they'll take that position. That's what Mitch McConnell, one of the senator types, says here. He says, if the president takes amnesty off the table and makes a real commitment to border and interior security, he'll find strong bipartisan support. So if they stand firm on that position, maybe the meeting point, the compromise point, will be something like, well, somebody will propose, all right, well, we won't give them amnesty, but we will give them amnesty if they join the military. And that is
right.
Something that I think that you might likely see happen here. Now, according to Mark, he says that apparently the military is recruiting. They haven't been having as much trouble recruiting these days as they were, say, 4 or 5 years ago, because the economy is worse today. So people that are without jobs are more desperate. They're more likely to take the risk of joining the military. However, if that changes for whatever reason, maybe the war kicks up and it's violence. And from what I understand, in some of the most violent months in Afghanistan recently. So perhaps as the military recruiting gets worse, they'll propose this as a solution. Look, okay, we've got all these people that want to get this citizenship thing, but we can't just make it so they pay us thousands of dollars and let them have the citizenship, which is, of course, how it tends to work now, where they're just milking cash out of these poor people that want to come here and make a better life for themselves. No, no. If they've joined the military for 4 years, maybe 6 years, how about 8 years? If they join the military and commit, a tenth of their lives, or
so they will have to
lives,
shoot someone to prove their loyalty.
That's my point. Yeah, they may very well do that, and they might only allow them to join the military in the Army's infantry division or something like that, to where they're essentially going to be bullet catchers. I don't want to give them any ideas, but I've heard that one floated before. So more coming up here. We'll tell you what's involved in this bill in moments. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves here, 800-259-9231. Also want to invite you to our website. You can enjoy the features you'll find there for free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. We give ours away, including the archives, So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. You can get the last week's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. And then if you click into the archive section, you'll find archives going back for years, all the way back to 2006. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the archives on us. However, it doesn't, you know, putting a website online isn't a free thing. It's free to you, but for us, we've got to pay for it. And so thankfully, we've got great sponsors like HostGator on board to help us with that. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You can use your very own, or create your, rather, very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. And if you enter through hostgator.freetalklive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. So we're going to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Just quickly want to finish up the details on what they have done at the federal government level to increase the enforcement, to crack down ever further on a poor group of people that are trying to come here to make a better life for themselves. Of course, I'm talking about people that are trying to cross the southern border. For whatever reason, they don't seem so concerned about the northern border. This is all about putting an increase in the border patrol on the southern border, even though people are crossing from Canada and they're crossing in other places. Drugs come across the Canadian border, too.
Yeah.
Why do you think they're so concerned with the southern border? Maybe it's because it's easier to spot brown people than it is to spot Canadians mixing in, with mostly white Americans. Maybe I don't know. I'm just speculating.
It's odd. Most of the excuses they use for cracking down on brown people work just as well for Canadians.
Like, but they are
drugs and things like that. People crossing because maybe they have criminal records they're trying to get away from.
But suspiciously, they aren't cracking down on them. Now, we do know that they have some border interdiction checkpoint things inside the border on the northern side, but certainly the focus is down south. And indeed, this particular bill, which was signed today, is $600 million, will fund about 1,500 new Border Patrol agents, customs inspectors, and other law enforcement officials along the border, as well as two more unmanned aerial drones to monitor border activities. So that's a little spooky, huh, having unmanned aircraft. It is like that, except that I don't think they've mounted machine guns to the drones quite yet. How close we are to something really twisted like that happening, maybe not that far away. We may not be far off at all. So there's that. Plus, let's see, they just pat each other on the back for how bipartisan they've been. Congress's speedy approval of the measure marked a rare display of bipartisanship. We're coming together to hate on these immigrants.
They come together more and more every election, it seems like, till they're hardly different at all.
Democratic Senator Charles Schumer said he hoped the bills. This is the same guy, by the way, who has proposed the national service legislation. The guy that wants to basically conscript every American between ages 18 and 42 and force them to work for the federal government for 2 years. That's who that guy is. Make it clear. He said he hoped the bill's passage would help break the stalemate over broader immigration reform, meaning he's hoping that they're going to be able to do more now after this. There are, with the measure's passage, members of Congress running for re-election will be able to spend the next several weeks boasting that they acted to reinforce the border. Is that what this is really all about? Was it that the incumbents could basically pass this, I mean, on the scale of the federal government, relatively small piece of legislation, $600 million. They come together, they pass this piece of legislation that basically increases the size of the federal government as far as not just the money they're spending, but it hires 1,500 more bureaucrats. That's pretty much the core purpose of this, is to expand the size of the border enforcement bureaucracy. So they get to basically point to that during their election campaigns and say, see,
yep,
you Americans are so scared about these immigrants, and look, I, Mr. Senator so-and-so, have done everything I could. We worked together with the Republicans and the Democrats.
They're looking busy. The boss is coming, and they're looking busy.
Right.
That's
because
what it
how
comes
else
down
is
to.
This going to change anything? I mean, if you really are looking at the border situation, hiring another 1,500 bureaucrats is not really going to change things to any significant level. I mean, the coyotes that are trafficking people across the border, they might have to pay off an extra couple of guards, right? Because 1,500 men spread across the entire however many thousand mile border that is still kind of a fairly small drop in the bucket. But it's something, right? And that's what they'll be able to do. They'll be able to tout how concerned they are over immigration. And of course, I'm not poking fun at them or anything like that. I think that what they've done here is terrible. It's increasing the size of government. It is increasing the bureaucracy. And it is going to some extent increase the level of a police state that's happening down south. And I am glad I don't live down there, because I would be very frustrated if I had to go through these checkpoints that people down south have to deal with on a regular basis.
Yeah, they keep putting them further and further inland from the border, it seems like.
Right, and they've got permanent installations, they've got roving checkpoints, so you never know where they're going to show up. And we've seen people being beaten because they've been less than obedient when it comes to obeying the demands of these Border Patrol people.
If you dare to stand up for your right to, your Fifth Amendment rights or whatever.
Fourth Amendment or, yeah, whatever, yeah. They don't care.
It really falls kind of under both. Then, yeah, if you dare to do that, then they, some people have gotten beaten.
So what can be done about this, right? I mean, it's a difficult situation because in popular opinion, people don't like immigrants. They've been made out to be the new boogeyman. They're the boogeyman that is equivalent to the communists of the 1950s, right?
It'll probably keep going until there's a new boogeyman. It's like you said, that they're just the latest.
Mm.
So there'll have to be a new boogeyman the government will have to protect us from.
I wonder what's next.
And that'll just be the next thing, and that'll take a little heat off of the immigrants.
Do you think they'll ever bring the same old boogeyman back? I mean, they've been through communists, they've been through drug dealers, and drug dealers are still kind of out there. They've been through, terrorists. Terrorists are still a boogeyman. So they've got multiple boogeymans now. You've got
just child rapists or child molesters.
That's true, pedophiles, yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. That's a good question.
It's always,
what do you think's next?
And whatever it is, they always do something that's really not very effective, but again, it's looking busy. It's not actually effective at dealing with the real, what to the extent that there is a real problem of some sort. It's not really effective at dealing with that, but it's something that they do to look busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just do more and more that doesn't really fix the problem. If it did fix the problem, they'd be in trouble, right?
Right.
They actually dealt with the problem, then.
Yeah, absolutely.
In an
if they fix the problem, then how can they get more funding?
Right. And hire more people and. Yeah.
And that's what they're all about. They're about expanding their bureaucracy. They're not really about protecting you. That's just the PR.
You know, in a sense, their job really is to make laws. What does a politician run on? How does a politician – it looks like they're not really doing much for their job if they're not creating new laws and spending more money.
Now all of the incumbents can say – or however many of them voted for it, and I bet you it was a lot of them. Now a bunch of the incumbents can say, look, I am an immigration protector. If you want to be kept safe from those illegals next year or in the next 4 years, you need to reelect me. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and helping weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flax seeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there, like our bulletin board system. You can get interactive and find over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, everything from serious issues to silly nonsense, all over at bbs.freetalklive.com, and it is virtually unmoderated, so keep that in mind as you visit. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize their legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be done. It works for both plaintiffs and defendants and costs less than an hour. The cost is less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy an average eighth grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. Get it at jurisdictionary.com. That's jurisdictionary.com. As we go to your phone calls, Puke is on the line on the Amp Lines in New Hampshire. Hello, Puke.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Puke.
So yesterday, you were reading an email from a guy named Warren, I think, who was contemplating apparently ruining his life by joining the military.
Yes, he was.
Some people might know. I was in the Army for 6 years right out of high school. I've been deployed three times to the current wars. And my advice to him is no, don't do that. That's ridiculous. He said in his email that he has a good job, you know, a place to live. Did he say he had college or not? I don't remember if he said that.
No, he dropped out of school, but he said that despite dropping out of school, he's done pretty well for himself, and he's looking at buying a house.
like, if he joins the Army, he's going to throw all of that away. And basically, it, you know, he sounded like he was a kid or a young man who probably has seen a lot of war movies or read some sort of, like, war novels or played video games or something. And he didn't say, you know, specifically what he wanted to do in the Army, because, you know, there are jobs other than infantry and whatnot. But regardless of what job he is joining, he's basically throwing away his life. He'll be told what to do, you know, 24 hours a day. He's basically going to become a subject of the federal government. You know, I mean, unless he enjoys being told what to do and having people randomly coming into your barracks or your house to inspect stuff you have, you know, telling you how to dress and how to speak and what your haircut should look like, you know, things like that. If he enjoys being out of the country for a year at a time in a combat zone and, you know, risking his life, not just from being shot, but from accidents happen all the time, mm-hmm. the psychological damage that could occur, not just from being shot at, but from being in an endless bureaucracy and just a horrible country and, you know, eating crappy food for a year, all of that crap, don't do it. You're not joining the military.
Heed these words.
You know, I got pulled in for, you know, I remember being laid off from a job and getting tired of looking for jobs and everything at the time, you know, when, you know, right out of school, I didn't have any skills yet and stuff. And so mm-hmm. my thought was that was what I needed to do. And it's just, you know, I feel like so many people are just kind of unprepared for how to go into life when at that age.
Of course, they
and,
just got out of government
they got
school.
Out of government schools, yeah. Exactly. And they're really not prepared. And that's what they're desperate and they go do something like that.
Yeah, and the propaganda is, and the marketing is so good that, you know, the millions of dollars are spent by the Army and the National Guard. I hear them all day long on the radio.
Oh, what's getting me is when you see them in front of them.
But they don't.
You see them in front of movies now.
That, the Army spots?
Yeah. You're like used car salesmen for your life.
Yeah, it's just horrible. And really, I mean, he's not even fresh out of school, as you pointed out. He's got a job. He's been out of school for a while. It's just that he's had this kind of desire clawing at him to experience, as he put it, the glory of you know, war or working for the government.
Right.
Like, it's going to be a big disappointment.
I don't know if he listens or not, but I've been putting up – I took videos of my time in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they're up on my website, dooms-day-device.com.
Hmm. Okay.
In the video section. You can, you know, go there, the little YouTube videos. Basically, every now and then, I just whip out my little camera and I'd take a video of when we were doing stupid crap, like sweeping or standing around in formation and nobody knew what was going on, or, you know, doing endless chores and things like that. And like that is what being in the Army is all about. It's a lot of standing around, you know, uncomfortable, wondering what the hell's going on because nobody's telling you. And then every now and then something exciting happens, and that's what they'll show you in a recruiting video or something, you know. And yes, exciting things do happen at times, but those are the rarity. And so, you know, I mean, if this guy's got a good job, if he's got a good life, you know, I mean, he's obviously doing pretty good if he's thinking of buying a home. He's literally going to be throwing all of that away and putting his life completely on hold and possibly, you know, just he could end his life, you know.
Yeah, and for what?
It is a current, it's a war. You know, the country is at war. The government is at war, and you know that's risk that he's taking. And
the only thing I can
honestly,
well, you know what I gained from the military, and what I gained from the military was when I got out, and even though I didn't like, I came out and I had to immediately start looking for a job and stuff like that. I gained an amazing appreciation for not being in the military anymore. I mean, it was like, wow, life feels really good. I'm not in there anymore. I mean, it was just you know, and it was an immediate improvement, you know, just that. And I think that's how so many people feel, but you know, they're not, you know, it's most people don't want to say that for some reason. I mean, you don't want to say, oh, it really sucked.
I know a lot of friends that I keep in touch with on Facebook, and you know, some of them got out after me, but almost every single one, every now and then they'll be like, oh man, it's so awesome to be out, to be a civilian, to, mm-hmm. you know, be in charge of my own life for once and not, oh, you know, get a phone call in the middle of a night and the weekend and say, holy crap, in 24 hours we're deploying to Afghanistan. We know we told you it was going to be next week, but oops, You know, stuff like that happens, and it sucks. It really sucks.
Yeah. What do you? I mean, all that risk. And when I think about risk, I normally think positively toward risk because I think that risk equals a reward. But in the military, I don't know if there's much reward there. Well, what are you getting for your risk? You're literally putting your life and your limb in jeopardy, and you're not really even getting paid that much. Plus, you're also killing people. I mean, that's not risk. That's just wrong. That's just immoral right from the start to be involved in that.
It takes a while to figure that out, but that's true. And then, you know, people talk about experience. And if you become a soldier, like an infantry soldier, there's no application for that in the civilian world except for maybe a cop. And that's not the same thing. And, you know, you can go to a community college and learn stuff a hell of a lot better than being in the military.
Yeah.
I was an aircraft mechanic for 6 years, and do you think I could get a job now without doing more schooling? No, I cannot.
They will try to tell you that. They'll try to tell you, this skill is going to serve you in so many different civilian
They'll try to tell you anything to get you in, right? I mean, these guys, these recruiters are, they're a little unscrupulous.
They are salesmen. Yeah. They are salesmen.
They will flat out lie.
Salesmen, only worse.
They will flat out lie to get you in there because they're getting paid. They're getting a recruitment bonus.
At least if you buy a crap can used car that's junk, you can get rid of it. With this, if
you can sell it later.
Right. If you buy, or at the very least, you can just donate it to charity and have it off your hands. If you buy into the military, you're in, and it doesn't matter if you change your opinions later on. It's not an easy task to get away from it.
No, it is not. So, it is not at all.
There is our warning for the
night.
Yes, sir.
As a 6 year. You know, war veteran, that's my advice to this guy. Don't do it. You know, there's better things out there for you.
Thanks, Puke. I appreciate the call and the expertise.
Night,
thank you, sir, at 800-259-9231. If you are also in a similar position, you're welcome to throw in your two cents. It seems like a terrible choice, especially it seems like a bad choice for somebody who isn't as doing as well as the guy who was referring to emailer. I mean, the guy that was emailing is doing well. He's got a job that he likes, and he's making a good amount of money, and he's relatively successful for his age and his kind of economic strata, and he's doing all right. But even if you weren't doing all right, even if times were tough, I'm sorry, killing people is just not an acceptable solution to your economic circumstances. Go and find some charity and get somebody to help you out, but don't go and murder. And don't assist a murderer, because you may
maybe,
say, well...
If you're really desperate to do the military and you don't know what you're going to do with your life and all that, maybe consider the Peace Corps or something. I don't know.
I don't know much about that. If you do, you can tell us at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in via the toll-free number and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can enjoy our website for free. We give you the features there. All of them are on the house, so do enjoy those on us. And if you want to voluntarily support the show in return for all that, you're certainly welcome to. We've got different ways for you to do that. One of them is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, you still get the same great Amazon experience. It's the same huge selection, great prices, free Super Saver shipping on a bunch of their brand new items. You get all of that. It's just you're entering through our portal, so Amazon takes note of it. They set a little cookie on your computer, and then when you make your purchase, you can trust that a good portion of the profits is going to go to Free Talk Live. So it's a great way to get the stuff you're looking for and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your online shopping taken care of as we go to your phone calls. Bob is in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Dale. Hello, Bob.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the
air. I was calling about Wayne's call yesterday about the military.
Yeah, it was an email, but go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh. I definitely do not do it, especially if he's already familiar with the ideas of liberty.
Mm.
I was involved in the Grenada invasion, and I wasn't aware of the ideas of liberty at the time, but I disobeyed a lawful order to shoot into a house that was obviously a unit. I spent 6 years in Leavenworth for that.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't out of liberty calling. It just wasn't the right thing to do.
Right. You
know?
You knew in your heart that shooting at this house, which could have had presumably had innocent people in it, this was the wrong thing to do, and so you refused to do that, and you went into the brig for 6 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
What a
backwards world. And I got nightmares about it you wouldn't believe. So.
What a backwards world. Instead of locking up killers, they lock up people who refuse to kill.
Wait a minute, Bob. You're having nightmares about your time in jail or nightmares about what you experienced in Grenada?
I did kill people in Grenada as part of the invasion force facility in Port.
Mm.
And, you know, people were firing at me, and I justified it in my head that I'm firing it back at them. I wasn't questioning why I was there or anything like that. I was young and stupid.
Yep.
And
that's what they take advantage of. They take advantage of the ignorance of the youth And as Dale pointed out, it's how they were just gotten out of the government indoctrination camps. It's a perfect time for them to swoop in and offer them all kinds of shiny things like money and signing bonuses and a uniform and the excitement. And it's so sexy to be in the military and all this stuff that they sell the package with. And
oh, and
really,
you're gonna learn discipline.
From a military family and yeah.
So you had it all along, huh? You've just been getting it all your life.
Yeah, it just seemed like a natural path at the time, but I don't know. I just couldn't bring myself to do that. I'm grateful for it. But, as far as the nightmares go, no, it's about having killed people.
Wow. I'm sorry that you had to experience that. I'm glad you shared the story tonight. Anything else you want to talk about as far as your experience?
No, most of it isn't declassified yet, so I can't give too many details. Bob's not even my real name, so.
Ah, okay. Well, Bob, thanks for the info, and I thank you for the call tonight, and glad you're out now, and sorry you had to go through that. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you believe, like Bob says, I mean, if you believe in liberty, joining the military is last thing you should do.
The other thing about it is there's so many, like, if you think that the rules we have to live under now as civilians are bad...
They constantly
terrify you with horror stories about getting out of line. If you get out of line in the slightest way, you're constantly being warned about the different things that can get you in so much trouble when you're in the military. You know, saying the wrong thing at the wrong time, or not being dressed appropriately out in public, or there's all these different things where they can just
it's
sadistic. If you do something bad in the military, if you actually were to do something, well, I say bad, but something that's against. Say if you were to break some law while you're in the military, the potential penalties are enormous
compared to outside.
I remember having when they were kicking me out or processing me out over because I was how dare I be gay in the military. And,
is that a good way to get out, by the way, before you go on with your story, to offer a BJ to the commanding officer or something?
There are no good ways to get out. There's no good way to get out. I mean, it was just kind of. I did get out sooner than I would have otherwise, and I'm glad I did get out sooner. At the time, though, it was so incredibly terrifying and stressful. I mean, it was one of those things where it's like, yeah, I did want out, but I didn't, the way it was happening was really terrifying because they fill you with horror stories too about how hard it'll be to get a job if you get less than an honorable discharge. You know, you just feel like your whole life could be ruined by one little slip up. And that's the thing is like and talk about a slip up. I mean, just the fact that I was gay in the military, but that could be this horrible, devastating thing. Whether it would have been or not, I'm not sure. I was very young and I was believing what I was being told,
Sure, because gullible, and you wouldn't have to, of course, if you were getting a job, tell them you were in the military at all.
Right? Yeah. I think people in general, people spend an awful lot of time worrying, and we have an environment that makes us that way, that makes us constantly worry about every little thing. You're constantly bombarded with ideas that you need to get insurance. You're constantly bombarded with ideas that you need to watch out for so many different things. We're taught to be incredibly fearful all our lives, and the military just makes that exponential. I mean, all the things that you have to be afraid of when you're in there, one little slip up in there, and the penalties are so much higher, and they're constantly, keeping that sort of fearful state going. And that keeps you obedient, that keeps you in line, that keeps you from doing anything, that keeps you from wanting to live, So the whole process of being, as I was being processed out and waiting to see, I spent like maybe a couple of months after they had decided that, they were processing me, they kicked me off the submarine and everything first, and I was in the barracks, and they were just finding watch duty for me in the barracks or on the base somewhere. Mm-hmm. And all this time while they sent off this review to this review board, I had a choice of going before them myself or just sending in some paperwork. And
the point
them
of
review
that was
it.
To review.
Well, it was kind of like a court case. It was kind of like a court, It's kind of like going to court. See, how bad was I? How much trouble should I get in because I, and it was all under the pretense of a false enlistment or something like that.
What's the worst thing that can happen if... Okay, see, so the idea would be...
Because I didn't tell them up front that I was
that
gay.
You were gay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was starting... at that time, at that age of your life, a lot of people, really are... It's always... you know, I don't understand it to the degree that I do now, you know, that
understand.
It's just the way you are and it's not really a choice. I mean, I was in a stage at that point in my life when I was like, oh, I can kind of just decide not to be this way. You know, I'll just, I'm not going to live my, and so I was like, and that's what I was sort of, that's what I was really going by was that I had, you know, was that I had not decided, I had decided not to be. And so I didn't really feel like I was lying going into the military.
I see.
And so, and that's essentially what I told them. And, I ended up getting an honorable, discharge, but
you got an honorable discharge.
I got an honorable discharge, but waiting for it was some of the worst.
Nerve-wracking.
Oh my God. And I kept having nightmares. Mm. You know, I never had to shoot at someone or anything like that, but just the bureaucracy of the military and the constantly fearing that you're going
to
step out of line for a moment and
the
horrible things that will happen to
you.
All that alone was enough to give me nightmares. I can't even imagine for someone like this guy that had to shoot at innocent people in Grenada and things like that, how bad the nightmares would be. I mean, I just can't even imagine just the stress I had, just all the stress dreams I had for a couple of years after the military, you know.
Right. I don't know which is worse. I think the nightmares might be worse than 6 years in a jail cell.
I mean, maybe so.
I mean, he's had to deal with both. But
right.
It's horrible. It's horrible what happens to people out there. And so please, Warren or Wayne or whoever, I don't have the email in front of me, but the gentleman who emailed in, anybody else that's considering this as a supposed career path, it's a way to throw away 6 years of your life or 4 years or however many years it ends up being. Cause
it's going to kill a little part of you forever. I mean, that's just it. It's you know, you're going to be – who you are is going to be pounded out of you and brainwashed out of you so that they can shape you into – a robot.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to try. I mean, you're not a robot and you never will be. They're going to get you as close as they possibly can so that you're going to obey orders. You're going to be in a constant fearful state to ever step out of line or ever disobey anyone. And that's, you know, that's what they're going to do. And you need to be thinking, you know, you're giving up a lot more than just some time of your life, than a chunk of your life. You're giving up a little bit of who you are.
That's a pretty valuable thing, too. I mean, a chunk of your life is pretty significant. And they'll own you, stock, and barrel.
You're giving up a chunk of your life, and you're giving up some of who you are.
Toll-free number here tonight is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You are welcome to bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. We're going to continue with your phone calls here coming up. Plus, Dale, you're going to tell us about a world record speeding ticket. It happened over in Europe. Was it a million?
It was about $1 million.
What's interesting is how they figured it out, how they calculated that $1 million ticket. We'll get into the details on what that's all about coming up here during hours number two or three. Of course, your calls come first. If you make them, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.